Great to have the opportunity to play Monday night in the division. Looking back, getting a chance to go back and watch the first game against them. You know, obviously an exciting overtime win. Come out of the bye intent on the emphasis was on individual improvement, which obviously leads to improvement as a team. There's a lot of pride and competitiveness, not just in the locker room, but with the coaching staff, and it's important that that shows up in our play. Regarding Baltimore, you know, their injuries on offense are well documented. I don't anticipate a major shift in what they do schematically, though, as a result. Not going to have much of an effect on our mentality or how we game plan. Defensively, they're playing at a very high level the past 2 weeks. Front seven is very stout and represents a very big challenge for us. Won't file an injury report till tomorrow due to playing Monday night. Really don't have any updates on those guys just yet. Nothing has really changed on that front. On the decision that was made yesterday, always going to do what's best for the team in all the decisions that we make. The position of quarterback is always going to be held to a higher standard than any other position on the team. That's the reality. It's not just about talent. It's not just about what you do on the field. To be successful at the position requires a great understanding of what's involved in the non-physical aspects, the leadership, the trust, the accountability, responsibility, the diligence. You have to take the mentality that no one is going to outwork you. That has to be understood when you play the position at this level. And when you have a great opportunity in front of you, it's important that you demonstrate that you can handle the responsibility that comes with it. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of the trust and the accountability piece. This is where we had an obvious shortcoming. I won't get into the details of our meetings before the bye, other than what's already out there, and won't get into the details much of our meeting yesterday. As I said yesterday, everyone in this organization wants what's best for Johnny. He has shown tremendous improvement, but he's got to make better decisions. We're going to continue to support him and help him, coach him in every way possible to get him where he needs to be. This is a decision that I know for him in particular stings in the short term, but feel it's absolutely necessary to maximize his chance for future success. I'll open it up.
Mike, do you think he understands what he's done? Do you think it's sinking in? I mean, we always hear, you know, the right things from Johnny, and then his actions seem to show something else.
I don't know if I can answer that. We'll see. It's you know, we've talked about it often with him. Is exactly what you just said. Words versus actions. I mean, this is a heavy dose of adversity. We'll see how he handles it.
Were you surprised, Mike, when that video showed up?
I was.
Mike, please. You know, obviously, is this a decision for the rest of the year? And if so, you don't know what you're going to have on him. Has Johnny played his last game with as a Brown?
I certainly hope not. No, he's made great progress. There was no better proof than last Sunday against Pittsburgh. But sometimes you got to take a step back to take a few forward. And we don't see this. And we told him yesterday, this isn't a dead end. This is a hurdle. It's an obstacle. So, you know, part of success in athletics is dealing with adversity. And this will be an example of it. About as you would expect. Disappointed. I mean, he's competitive. He wants to be out there. Like I said, I won't get into the details of what we talked about.
Mike, based on who he is and the history, recent history of it, you're being put in a real bad position. To explain what's going on. It's not the first time that's happened. Are we going to hear from the GM and the owner on this situation?
Discuss this in great length with them. both, you know, right when it occurred, and then yesterday again, and we're all very much on the same page. They supported the decision wholeheartedly, so I don't know if there really needs to be any statement from them. I think they'll essentially repeat what I've said.
I know things change, obviously, week to week, obviously, but do you go forward the final six games within those three?
It's in the short term. Things can change. But I think a lot of it, too, is what I just talked about. How does it get handled? You know, there's nothing you can – I mean, last week we made him a starter for the rest of the season. We all saw how quickly that changed. So, I mean, the NFL landscape is obviously a very fluid one.
Mike, is there any discussion with Connie John?
No.
Looks like this could be – you said the landscape could change, but you still – Josh McCown, as long as he stays healthy, is a starter for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Josh McCown is our starter. Austin Davis right now is our two. Johnny's our three. I won't speak beyond that right now. But like I said, things can change. I didn't, as far as declaring a starter for the rest of the year, you know, I just want to see how this plays out. The short term.
As far as if this happens again,
No, there were no ground rules laid out. I mean, it was, our main ground rule is, you know, with all of our guys is do the right thing.
Obviously, there have been awkward issues with Giant before. We all know about it. Why was this one the final straw in your mind?
To me, it's the trust, the accountability part of it, where it was, you know, just right on the heels of discussions that not just I had with them, but Kevin O'Connell and Flip, and just that trust was violated.
Here for the bye, knowing he was essentially on zero tolerance.
I think that was made reasonably clear to him.
How can he possibly earn that trust back to where you'd feel comfortable playing him or having him on your team?
It'll be a process. It doesn't. There's no, you know, magical solution to that. We tell our players, you know, you lose trust in buckets and you regain it in drops, and I think that's certainly applies here. I think you answered your question right in the beginning of it. That's, you know, that's personal. No, well, I mean, certainly, a lot of things will get discussed, but I won't go into the details. Like I said, it is very private.
We're not hearing from Ray. We're not hearing from Alec. We're not hearing from Jimmy. Where do they stand on Johnny? I mean, none of this is a surprise. He's basically doing everything that he did at Texas A&M. He was invited into the organization with, drafting him in the first round. So where does the organization stand with this situation, with this player, and unfortunately you having to spend another press conference answering questions about this type of stuff?
Well, I think we all stand together on this one, There's a level of frustration, disappointment. I mean, we all recognize the talent, and that's why I talked about it in the beginning. It's not just about the talent. You would hope there's a maturation process that occurs, but we all feel the same way, that disappointed, but not ready to give up, encouraged by the progress that he's shown. Especially from a football standpoint, from a pure quarterbacking standpoint, and that was, I've referenced it several times, already evidenced by this past weekend. But on the personal front, that we all recognize that he still has a ways to go.
But how difficult has it been for you to, you're supposed to be coaching a football team to win, and it's not easy to do when you have these things. And how would that play at the end of the season when you have talks with Jimmy about your future?
Not concerned about. I've talked about that before. I don't factor decisions that I make. How it would affect my job. It's part of it. It's part of it. We got 60 plus players, and it's daily dealing with the good and the bad. And I mean that's part of it. It's you love what you do. I wake up every morning and excited about coming in here. So I know there's stuff that the negative that you got to deal with, but I don't view this as a that way. I see it as a challenge. I think we want what's best for our team. We want what's best for our players. I talked about it. We want what's best for him. I mean, there's no personal rift between he and I. I like being in the quarterback room. I like being around those guys on the field. Very, very positive interaction. There's nobody that's going to be more proud than when he does turn the corner and he's a success. I don't think anybody would be more proud than I am. But sometimes when you're a parent, the concept of tough love is usually the best. And sometimes, like I said, this is taking a step back to hopefully take several forward. It does. It does have an impact. We do have a much better sense than we did a year ago. I think from a pure quarterbacking play standpoint, the arrow is up. But I didn't want that to be a deciding factor in this. Well, let's not do anything because we need to see. This was too important. This was too important, and it was something that it's regrettable, but we feel we had to do.
The team about this decision?
I did not. Just the timing of it, the word was out. I didn't want to, for lack of a better word, kind of pile on in the team meeting. I'm sure I'll end up addressing it with several of our guys today at some point.
Do you feel there's a segment of your locker room that feels it's no big deal what he did? It's just a guy having fun during a bye week and don't understand the decision?
Well, I just think in a vacuum, if you just look at it, he didn't break the law, but like I said, there's the trust and the accountability piece is really what's in play here. What's that?
Do you feel or wish maybe you had done more following that Avon incident?
Well, I just see the circumstances there is different in that it was it was being investigated by the league as a personal conduct policy issue, but when you get to the point where we just got to with this decision, you factor in the past. You don't make these decisions in a vacuum. And I always referenced body of work, and usually referring to that as in a positive way. In this way, it's a negative one.
Kind of Johnny related, but not. You said that coaching staff, we're all going to get together, put your heads together, evaluate where you are, why you ended up where you are. And I guess, what have you come up with, and what is the plan going forward for trying to fix a lot of the problems that you had in those first 10 football games coming out of this bye?
It was productive time for the staff, for myself. And it was good to see, a lot of the good ideas that came out of it. But I said this the other day, when you're not successful, when you're sitting where we're sitting, you tend to question everything. You're losing, therefore everything you're doing is wrong. And that's certainly not the case, that we're doing a lot of things well that we need to continue to do. But there's a lot of things that we need to do better. A lot of them are technical football stuff. I'm not going to get into a ton of it. But it's across the board. You have to be better. And when you ask the guys, hey, is there anything that you can do better? Of course, they're all going to say, yeah, there's absolutely something I can do better. And the next question is, well, then why aren't we doing it? And that to me comes with the passion part of it, the competitive part of it, that we got to make sure that we just don't say it, that we do it.
Fixable. A lot of fans right now kind of feel, have this hopeless feeling. You know, the Browns are 2-8 again. It's another lost season. More questions than answers. From your perspective with this team, is this fixable, or is this a situation where you just got to get through these next six games and go into a reevaluation?
This is absolutely fixable. I mean, and we talked about in the team meeting yesterday, what these six games mean and what, you know, just the positivity of coming out of it, just to get some momentum. The business that we're in is so based on just the final result that you can be doing a lot of good things, but if you're losing, it just casts black clouds over the entire organization. And I'm proud to say when I look at it that you know, we've done a lot of good things. Unfortunately, that we haven't gotten the result, and that's the bottom line. And the guys understand that it comes down to. I mean, people don't have to ask you how you're doing on Monday morning; they already know based on the result. And those are the unique circumstances to our business. That each week you get a report card, and I've said before, it's either pass or fail. But this is absolutely fixable. Why do I think that? Because of the people here, and it's easy to just, you know, throw stones when things aren't going well. But I truly believe that the men that we've assembled here love football, passionate about it, want to get this thing right, not just for ourselves, but for our fan base, for the city. But nobody wants to hear that it's a process. Nobody wants to hear that, and I don't even like saying it. I mean, we have a lot of ground to cover, but we're more than capable of getting it fixed.
Last one. You evaluate Manziel, and I know you're not to the point of the future, but some of what you got to deal with him is. Constant attention. You'd even admitted how polarizing he is. There's always going to be this factor about what about Manziel. It just goes with the territory with him. It seems like how much of that comes into play when you decide his long-term rounds.
Well, I think all of it when we'll make decisions in the future, you'll always take into account the circumstances that come with it. You can't make those decisions as I referenced before in a vacuum. So, again, we feel that he's made vast improvements from a football standpoint, but still has a ways to go in some of the other aspects. Okay, just a quick note. Just want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, since I won't get to see you tomorrow. Talked about it with the team today, and even though the results are what they are, you know, challenging them, hey, what else, you know, being thankful and knowing how blessed we all are to be in the position that we're in, and making sure they took tomorrow to thank the people that helped get them here and help, you know, for them to continue to stay here. So enjoy the holiday.